Last year at this time, Utah was dry or in some form of drought statewide. This spring, a third of the state's considered drought-free. It's good news, but KUER's Judy Faze explains it could be a lot better.
Red Butte Creek is flowing, but not gushing the way it would normally be in mid-spring.
What you see is a higher elevation snowpack that's near normal. You see a mid-elevation snowpack that's melting prematurely, probably a month early from where we should be, and a low-elevation snowpack that has melted off and is gone.
That's Brian McInerney, a hydrologist for the National Weather Service. He says runoff's expected to be just 60% of normal, despite decent snowpack this year. He says it's the fourth year in a row of warm, dry weather.
If we get a very wet May like we had last year, this will help. But if it goes dry, anticipate volumes less than 60% down into the 50% range or less.
Urban Utahns probably won't feel the difference, but McInerney says farmers will, especially those at the end of the waterline.
But the farmers are the ones that are seeing the results of this melt-off in February and melt-off in March. And unfortunately, we're only going to see more of these as we continue with the warming climate.
Tooele and Juab counties continue to be the driest in the state, but patches of box elder in Millard counties are in severe drought too. Judy Faze, KUER News.